Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, we've spent a lot of time looking for new wines that we can talk about on Cellar Notes. But every now and then, we should go back and check out some of our old friends. That, you know, we've been doing this for 22 years.
I know, it's a long
time. We have some old buddies.
We do have some old buddies. One of the oldest buddies in one of the wineries, which really, really had more to do than almost anybody else with establishing Napa as a primary wine-growing region, was Barringer.
That's right.
This property goes back to 1875. It was the two Barringer brothers who came over from Germany and relocated in Napa and began to develop this wine business, and it's gone through very many ownership changes over the years. I'm not even sure what corporate entity owns it now, but it's but even throughout all of those changes, the quality has consistently gotten better year over year over year. And it is a large company. They have many, many different layers and many, many different sort of qualitative levels. But I just focused for purposes of this broadcast on what I consider to be the classics.
Sure.
So beginning with the 2012 Napa Valley Chardonnay, this has for the last several years, not this particular vintage, but this wine, I think become one of the great values in California / Napa Valley Chardonnay. It sells for about $16 to $17. I've occasionally seen it for $14.99. And it's just, it's a classic. Aromas of toast, truffle with a little bit of pear and some citrus. It's got a nice fleshy character on the mid palate, along with some good bright acidity. I mean, at $16, $17, I think this is a hell of a steal.
Yeah, and it's textbook.
Right.
Napa
right.
Valley.
Make sure you
California
look and get the Napa
chart.
One because
that's
there
right.
there's a California designated, which is a completely different wine whatsoever. The Reserve Chardonnay, now this is a considerably more money. This is also the 2012. This is gonna run in the $35 to maybe even $40 a bottle range, which for reserve character wine of this caliber is not far off base from where it should be. This is just going to give you a tremendous amount of complexity on top of what we already described for the Napa. You're going to have flavors and aroma of peach and a little bit of hazelnut and some subtle vanilla worked in there. A wonderful creamy texture with great length, and it's just finesse. It's just finesse. It's really well done for the money. Now, probably the best known red wine from Barringer is their their Knights Valley Cabernet.
Right.
It's gotten a little bit on the pricey side. It's going to cost you between $30 and $35 a bottle now. I've always found this to be a winner. It's very concentrated, black fruits and spice with really pretty good acidity for a big red, and a wonderful fine grain tannin that just gives you nice little structures. It's got a little bit of heat, but I thought it was a very well-layered wine, which, as I said, sells for in the $30 to $35 bottle range. That was the 2011. Now, they do have a really nice proprietary blend called Quantum, which is some Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cab Franc, Petit Syrah, which is sort of an interesting blending partner, and some Petit Verdot. This is dynamite. This is going to be Saturday night dinner wine. It's about $55 to $60. Wonderful complexity, currant, plum, cedar, a little bit of mocha, and just wonderful, thick, round fruit that kind of rolls off the palate.
Oh, it sounds like our old buddies at Barringer are doing really well.
They're continuing to do well.
It's a classic operation.
Absolutely.
And Hugh, you know, we still have some places left on our Vineyards and Victories tour to Portugal and Spain. If you want to get more information on it, go to the WYPR.org website, go to the toolbar up top, look for programs. It's a pull-down menu. Click on Cellar Notes, and you'll see the links there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.